You're listening to Book Toys, Publishers Toys on Five Music Radio, and I'm your host, Paige Nick. I'm going very fast because we've got a huge segment coming up next, and I don't want to waste any time talking about anything else. We've got the Pan Macmillan publishing team are in the studio, and they're here to tell us what we should be adding to our list. Whether you've been naughty or nice, there's something here for you. Helene Kutsir is here. She doesn't introduce herself at the beginning of her segment, so I'm going to introduce her for you. Helene works a lot with the kids' books on the Pan Macmillan list, but she's also very invested in the adult books, so I'm hoping she gives us a taste of both of these bookshelves on the Pan Macmillan wish list. Over to you, Helene Kutsir.
Hello, Paige. I'm always so happy to see your name pop up on my screen. Can you believe it's already the 10th of December? Which means it's also time to start thinking about those last Christmas gifts and my favorite thing, holiday reads. Here at Pan Macmillan, we have something for everyone. And today I'm excited to tell you about some adult and kids books. On the adult side, I have three very different books to highlight. A thriller, a memoir, and a literary gem. Juice by Tim Winton is a page-turning epic about survival and resilience from the twice Booker shortlisted Australian author. In Juice, survival is only the beginning. Two fugitives, a man and a child, drive across a stony desert. As dawn breaks, they roll into an abandoned mine site. They're exhausted, traumatized, desperate, and this is a forsaken place. But as a refugee, it's the most promising place they've seen. The child peers at the field of desolation, and the man thinks to himself, this could work. But the only problem is they're not alone. And so begins a searing journey through a life where the challenge is not only to survive, but to keep your humanity if you do. Next up, we have a memoir called Freedom. It's the much-anticipated political memoirs of Angela Merkel, the former Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany. For 16 years, Angela Merkel was the Chancellor of Germany, and she led the country through numerous crises, shaping both German and international politics with her decisions and attitudes. In her memoirs, co-written with her longtime political advisor Beata Baumann, she reflects on her life in two German states, 35 years in the German Democratic Republic and 35 years in reunited Germany. More intimately than ever before, she talks about her childhood, youth, and studies in the GDR, and the dramatic year of 1989 when the Berlin Wall fell and her political life began. She also shares recollections and insights from her meetings and conversations with the world's most powerful people. Discussing significant national, European, and international turning points, she shows how the decisions were made that shaped our times. Angela Merkel's book offers a unique insight into the inner workings of power and is a compelling plea for freedom. My third recommendation from the Pan Macmillan shelf is Our Evenings by Alan Hollinghurst, which has been described as the best novel that's been written about contemporary Britain in the past 10 years. It's funny, but desperately moving too. Hollinghurst, the Booker Prize-winning author of The Line of Beauty, brings us a dark, luminous, and wickedly funny portrait of modern England through the lens of one man's acutely observed and often unnerving experience. It's a story of race and class, theatre and sexuality, love and the cruel shock of violence from one of the finest writers of our age. Now, Paige, it's time to move focus to the Pan Macmillan Kids Shelf. I've got some yummy and wonderfully recognizable characters to recommend for the festive season. Help your child embrace the joys of reading with My Busy Books. Each of our 10-page busy books for toddlers offers an engaging experience and a bunch of fun features for bringing the story to life. Each set includes figurines and a playmat where your child can act out the story you've just read, or make one up all on their own. Look out for Gabby's Dollhouse and the Bluey editions of My Busy Books. Then, from the international treasure that is Julia Donaldson, we have a very special Gruffalo and Friends gift collection, out just in time for the holidays. Families can have fun with the Gruffalo and Friends with this brilliant gift box, packed full of things to read, sing, and do. It's the perfect Christmas gift, Paige. Enjoy the classic picture book, The Gruffalo, and get creative with a fun coloring book, and sing along with the Gruffalo and Friends songbook. This great value gift box includes three books, plus a height chart so you can see if you're as tall as George the Giant from The Smartest Giant in Town, and a door hanger showing all your favorite farm animals from a squash and a squeeze. The Gruffler and Friends gift box is the perfect present for fans of Julia Donaldson and Axel Scheffler's best-selling picture books. And now, because I know traveling and downtime is on the cards for most families, I'd like to highlight the latest Where's Wally book. A perfect companion for any long car ride or late afternoon lazy time. Our familiar friend is back in Where's Wally, the mighty magical mix-up, where you can join Wally on a spellbinding adventure to find Wizard Whitebeard's missing magic staff, which has gone wild, transforming everything. Readers can search through 12 extraordinary Where's Wally scenes as you've never seen him before. And then I want to tell listeners about the Investigators series by John Patrick Green. Mango and Brash are the Investigators, sewer-loving agents of Suit, and the bane of supervillains everywhere. SUIT stands for Special Undercover Investigation Teams. With their very exciting spy technology and their tried and true toilet-based travel techniques, the Investigators are undercover and on the case. And on their various missions together, they have many mysteries to solve. Can Mango and Brash uncover the clues, crack their cases, and corral the crooks? Or will the criminals wriggle out of their grasp? Find out in this wonderful pun-filled graphic novel series of 8 books and counting. And lastly, I'd like to encourage listeners to be on the lookout for The Dictionary Story by Oliver Jeffers. Dictionary wishes she could tell a story just like other books. So one day she decides to bring her words to life. How exciting, she thinks, that an adventure is finally happening on her very own pages. But what will she do when everything gets out of control? All in a jumble, and her characters collide, causing the most enormous tantrum to explode. This wasn't what she wanted at all. Her friend Alphabet knows exactly what to do and sings a song that brings calm and order to Dictionary's pages once again. That's all we have time for today. Thank you, Paige, for giving Pan Macmillan such a wonderful space on your bookshelf. If listeners want to find out more about any of these books and so many more, they can visit our website at panmacmillan.co.za or find us on socials by searching for Pan Macmillan SA or Pan Macmillan Kids SA. And from all of us at Pan, we wish you a wonderful and bookish festive season.
Helena is right. You absolutely have to go to the Pan Macmillan social media pages and follow them and see what they're doing, because they do some very, very cool stuff, as you could see by their list. And oh my word, what a list. Tim Winton and... who was the other one? Alan Hollinghurst. It's a big booker bumper bash of books. I can't believe these incredible authors they're publishing. Who doesn't salivate for a new Tim Winton novel? They don't come around very often. And these are big news. And then, of course, the Alan Hollinghurst. I mean, that's just a classic already, and it's only just been published. And then the kids' books, I'm very excited. I wanted to say, you know, Where's Wally? I was in London over Halloween, and I'm always amazed how Where's Wally is still relevant and still shows up. You walk around the city streets on Halloween night, and there are Where's Wallys everywhere. So Where's Wally? Well, on Halloween, he's on the streets of London. So I love that there's a new Where's Wally book coming out, or that has come out. These don't get old. That red and white striped shirt is recognizable anywhere. And then a Julia Donaldson gift collection with Gruffalo and Friends. That, I think you're right, Helena, that does sound like an incredible Christmas gift. But then that Oliver Jeffers, The Dictionary Story. What a fantastic idea. And The Dictionary's friend's name is Alphabet. I kind of fell in love with that a little bit. Helena, I'm going to be hitting you up. I want to pick up a copy of that book. I think that sounds like something that adults and kids will enjoy, which is what Oliver Jeffers does so well. I actually saw Oliver Jeffers speaking at the Cheltenham Literary Festival last year about his book on space, and he was incredibly grown up and adult, but at the same time, this immense child shone through in him. And I hung on every word. He is definitely some kind of rare genius. So thank you again, Helena, and thank you to the whole Pan Macmillan team for everything you brought us this year. You have this massive list of international bestsellers and local bestsellers, and there's always so much to look forward to on your list. Right, so we've got another track now, and then we've got exclusive books are coming in to tell us what they think you should be buying and also to tell us what's so big on their shelves. So first we're going to have a track, and that is I Feel Good. And I really do after that segment. I really love that.